gimnasia verbal, to try to, versus to try más el gerundio. Try to do or try doing. Annie.
Hello, Richard. You're back.
I am back.
What was the matter with you?
Well, I had tonsillitis.
Tonsillitis?
Which is amygdalitis. Tonsillitis, okay. Your tonsils are your...
amygdalas.
Exactly. And I also had laryngitis. And a really high temperature for about 7 days.
So... and you also were allergic.
Oh, I was also allergic. I had an allergy as well. I had an allergic reaction to some antibiotics I was taking. And also, I nearly died because I nearly choked on a pill. To choke is cuando se te atraganta, ¿no?
Sí.
Algo. So I was taking a pill and I nearly choked on it.
All right.
But so... apart from that, I've had a great couple of weeks. Okay, we're going to look at the difference, a little nuance. A nuance is un matiz, ¿no? We're going to look at a nuance of the English language, the difference between when we use to try followed by an infinitive with to and when we use try followed by a gerund, okay?
Okay.
The meaning changes slightly, okay? First of all, let's go with to try to do something, which is simply intentar hacer algo, en el sentido de hacer un esfuerzo para realizarlo, okay, o para conseguirlo. For example, he intentado aprender hebreo, pero era demasiado difícil.
I've tried to learn Hebrew.
Hebrew.
Hebrew. Okay.
Hebrew.
I tried
okay.
to learn Hebrew, but it was too hard.
Good. It was too hard. Mucho más común decir hard que difficult, por supuesto. Intentamos ayudarles, pero no podíamos alcanzarles.
We tried to help them, but we couldn't reach them.
Muy bien. Intenté decírtelo, pero no escuchabas.
I tried to tell you, but you wouldn't listen.
I tried to tell you, but you wouldn't listen. Muy bien. Henry intentó convencerme, pero no estaba interesado.
Henry tried to convince me, but I wasn't interested.
Okay, interested. No se pronuncia la primera E. Okay, interested.
Interested.
Sí, perdón. El énfasis recae en la primera sílaba, okay? Interested.
Interested.
Mejor. Okay, good. Y también se dice convince y no convince, Annie.
Okay.
Okay, so let's do the whole sentence again.
Okay. Henry tried to convince me, but I wasn't interested.
Excellent. He intentado llamarle toda la tarde, pero no contesta.
I've tried to call him all afternoon, but he's not answering his phone.
I've tried to call him all afternoon, but he's not answering his phone. Good stuff. Intentaré ayudarte.
I try to help you.
I'll try to help you. Or, lo que suena quizás un poquito más natural para nosotros, I'll try and help you. Okay? It's very common in the future with the verb to try to substitute to for and. I'll try and do it. I'll try and come. I'll try and help you. Okay?
Okay.
Good. Voy a intentar ver lo que puedo hacer.
I'm going to try and see what I can do.
Good. That's another example. I'm going to try and see what I can do. Good. If you say to, no pasa nada. Okay? Let's look now then at the verb to try followed by another verb in the gerund. Now here the meaning changes slightly. This is more intentar in the sense of experimentar, okay? Experimentar, hacer algo o probar hacer algo, okay? For example, has intentado usar silicona, sería, have you tried using silicon? He intentado tomarme una infusión antes de ir a la cama, pero parece que no funciona.
I've tried drinking an infusion before going to bed, but it doesn't seem to work.
Muy bien. He intentado hablar con él del tema, pero no quiere saber nada.
I've tried talking to him about it, but he doesn't want to know.
Good, cambiamos.
¿Has intentado usar una llave inglesa?
Have you tried using a spanner?
No he intentado utilizar un intérprete.
I haven't tried using an interpreter.
Intenté quitar la mancha con laca.
I tried removing the stain with hairspray.
¿Has intentado usar gasolina?
Have you tried using petrol? Okay.
Okay.